There's fun, and then there's holy cow, what happened last night fun. Yeah, it's more like that. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty on US 99.
So my friend Monta is on the phone right now. She lives in Nashville. She posted this on Facebook. She took an Uber ride and something happened the second she got out of the car. And I've never heard of this happening, so I wanted her to tell the story to you. How are you, Monta?
Super good.
Okay, I saw you post this on Facebook and I had I needed more info. I needed to know more. So can you just tell, so you took an Uber, right?
Yes.
Or a Lyft?
Yes, it was a Lyft. I was going about 3 miles.
I was going to say, right, so that's a really short ride.
Super short ride, maybe 10 minutes. The woman who picked me up looked like, you know, your average soccer mom, right? We talk a little bit about traffic, and she drops me off. I had not been out of her car for more than 5 minutes when I got a Facebook friend request from my Lyft driver.
I think this is so funny. Well, one of the funny parts is how short your trip was. So, like, you know, it's one thing. Did you have an hour-long Uber trip and then you, like, connected
like
on a deep level?
Or
right.
No.
So, and the other thing I think is funny is that in the posts, in the some of the comments, too, a lot of people didn't read or pay attention, and they assumed it was, like, a guy, right, that automatically creeped on you. And but this
everyone
sounds like
automatically it jumped to creeper guy. And in fact, it was just someone's soccer mom that might be bored. Very unclear.
Do you think she just wants to be friends? What in your conversation triggered her to go, I got to go find this girl on Facebook?
I genuinely don't know.
You're just that cool. Did you accept the friend request?
I did not.
Oh,
she's in purgatory. I also didn't want to cancel it in case she went back and was like, oh, did she add me?
Plot twist.
Yeah. It's a little weird to me.
Do you think that she does this with everybody she drives? She sees
Maybe.
Their name and
That's
goes
the thing. Is she like connecting and like just making friends?
Now you have a decision to make, right? So do you leave her there forever, or do you accept the friend request? And that I think you should be friends with her. I think you should see where this goes. I think you should accept the friends. I think you should go out for drinks. You just see where it goes.
Margaritas and queso and just see if we are new besties.
Yeah, just see where it goes. That's a storyline I would follow.
I think that Carol Ann and I could be great friends.
I'm trying to think, like, what would make somebody go, I want to friend request you right after meeting you?
Right. I don't know if anyone else has had this happen to them. And I would almost think it's less creepy if you, like, follow me on Instagram. Because, again, you're just wanting to, like...
Is it the word friend that throws you off because it's a Facebook friend?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Totally is.
All right. Well, you keep me posted because I want you to accept that friend request and you and Carol Ann be besties, okay?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you later, Scotty.
Bye, Monta. But I do want to open the lines because I don't hear about this very often where somebody gets a friend request like that almost instantly. Like, were you in that situation? You met somebody, and I'm not talking about like you guys struck up a conversation, you connected, but you were kind of surprised to get a friend request that quickly from someone you just met. 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. Who got a friend request the fastest after meeting somebody? Hannah from Westmont. So you got a friend request from somebody really fast after meeting them. So how fast was it after meeting them?
Like a couple of minutes. It probably was both of our faults. We were drunk at an Eric Church concert. And she friend requested me in my face.
See, I don't hate that one. That one's not weird to me. You're both drunk. You're both hanging out at the Chief watching country music. Like, you actually, it would be offensive if you didn't become Facebook friends after that.
Well, then I'm a horrible person because I left her.
You didn't accept it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, this poor girl. She's probably still thinking about it.
Probably. Well, I don't know if she remembers it, but yeah.
Well, that's probably fair. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Friend request me, Scotty K on air, okay?
For sure, will do.
Bye. Kim from Allison. How are you? You got a friend request really fast after meeting somebody?
So I posted some items on our like village page for free. I was like giving stuff away for free. And immediately the woman like requested me and sent me a message. She's like, oh, I'll take, you know, such and such. And I said, okay, great. She's like, go ahead and add me as a friend. And I was like, no.
No, I don't want to do that. I just want you to take the stuff.
I just want you to take the free stuff.
Your stuff must have been that good that she is like, I got to know this woman.
No, but then this other incident happened, and then they friend requested me, and I'm like, no.
Do you have, like, a really, like, a really hot picture on there? Like, you're like, I know I look good in this picture. Are people trying to...
No. No, I'm 52. I'm not hot.
That doesn't mean you can be 52 and hot. Get out of here.
I know. I changed my picture so much. I don't remember what picture was on
there. Yeah, that's because you're trying to avoid all the friend requests, hottie.
Yeah, I know.
You're a Facebook hottie. I knew it. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Scotty. Bye-bye.